In the very first chapter. The very first chapter in the book of Psalms tonight. And I'm going to speak about the message tonight. I'm going to bring a message out tonight. Blessed. Blessed. We are people that are blessed. God has blessed us so much that we really don't even know how to even thank Him for it, because He has blessed us so much. But even with all of His blessings and everything He's blessed us with, He still blesses. He's going to still bless us this coming week. And you may say, well, He's already blessed me enough. I'll have to bless somebody else. But you know something? He's not that way. He's going to bless His children. He's going to bless even the ones that are not His children. Because that is God. And you say, well, preacher, you mean He's going to bless that individual like thou that's using His name in vain? Yes. How do I know? Because He gives them the strength to be able to take and push these lungs in and out to where it would pump the air and we could breathe. He has blessed them with the strength that they can be able to get up and walk. Some can go out here and they can run, they can do this and that. But they don't look at it that way. They don't look at it. Someone will say, why should I serve God? I've even had Christians just tell me, why should I serve God? God ain't never done nothing for me. And how foolish can people be in saying that? I mean, if nothing else, if He give them the air to breathe, that right there is enough. I mean, we need to be thankful. And, I am thankful. And not only that, the Lord is, He's been so good to me that I don't understand why He's been that good to me. But over here in Psalms chapter 1, and I'll go and read down to, I may read all the verses. And said the very first verse right here, and the very first words that the psalmist David speaks about is blessed. Because the psalmist David, he knew that he was blessed. And we are too. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shafts which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, Father, we do thank you for the reading of thy word tonight. And Lord, we just pray, Father, that the message you lay on my heart about Father being blessed. We just thank you for it, Father. Now, Lord, we just ask God that you may just help us to bring the message that you would have us to bring. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Over here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, he says this: And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and every living creature, and every living thing that moveth upon the water. Blessed. The Lord Jesus Christ says to each one of us today that we are blessed. We are blessed for the fact of just knowing Him and knowing Him whom He is. But in all of that, we can see where He blesses the man. And anytime I want to reiterate one thing. Anytime I mention man, I'm also mentioning the ladies too. Because I'll be honest with you. If it wasn't for the lady folks today, probably 3/4 of the churches would be closed. Because the men just don't want to come out. They think they so macho and all of that. They don't have to come out. Because they think if they come out, that the word will touch them and they will shed a tear. But I'll say this. An individual don't make no difference if he's a man. It don't make no difference if he's a football player. And he could have went out here and been worked out all of his life. And he can have great big muscles on him. And he can be well built. But if he can't shed a tear, in my book, he's a wimp. He's a wimp. Because I think, really, for an individual, man or lady, either one, before we can ever get to the place in our own life and realize that something has to happen in our own life before the Lord Jesus can bless us. Now right here, he told the psalmist David right here, blessed is he. That's the psalmist David. Now, why do you reckon God said that? I wonder, why do you think that God spoke to the Song of Solomon and spoke to him and spoke to David also, and when they penned these words to him, why do you think that God asked them to pin down the first word in the book of Psalms? I believe this. Because God knew what David was going to do. God knew that David was going to turn his back on the Lord Jesus Christ. The same way with Peter. See, the Lord knows exactly who's going to turn their back on him. He knows. He don't want us to turn our back. He is praying for us that we will not turn our back on him. That's what he's praying for. Because he says the same thing there in Genesis chapter 22 in verse 1, where he's speaking to Abraham, and Abraham's faith had kind of dwindled, and his faith was not up there where it used to be. When the father in chapter 12 told Abraham, says, now you're going to be the father of nations. The father of many nations. And in chapter 22, in the very first verse, he also tells him there that he has a son. And he has blessed him so. He has blessed Abraham and he blessed Sarah with a child. I've even heard other preachers say, well, that's just something that's false. Because they say if you look at it, that Abraham was well up in age. They say Sarah was well up in age. She was in her 90s. And Abraham was over 100 years old. And how can they bear a child? How can they bring forth a child? They didn't. God did. Just like God does today. God is in everything that goes on. God is in everything that happens. It's nothing that will ever surprise God. A whole lot of things surprises me. But there's nothing going to surprise God. Nothing at all. But in Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 3 it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Blessed is a man that is separated from the world. Blessed is a man that has separated his life from the sin of the world. Blessed is the man that has forgot about where he once was. And I think sometimes we need to go back and we really need to reminisce over what we was, where we was at, what we was doing before we ever got saved. I don't like to go back and reminisce that, because it brings up some things that I didn't want to bring up. It brings up some things that I've done that I'm not proud of. But I sure am thankful that God, he don't remember me anymore. What did he say? God says that he has cast all of my sin, the past, the present, and the future sin, he has cast them in the ocean. In the deepest part of the ocean. And he has cast them out here from the east, from the west. What is that? The east from the west. Somebody said, well, what? I mean, you know, if you cast it from the east, from the west, I mean, that's just a cast right there for a little while. If you go out there and you take a compass
and you go drive it. You can drive it, and you can circle around this world. You're going east. And when you think about it, and when you're going, turn around and coming back, you're going east again. Why? We never get to the west part of this world. Why? Because, see, the sin is not there. See, God wants us to remember the sin that we committed there sometimes. That's the only thing that's going to keep us humble. That's the only thing that's going to keep me down to earth. That's the only thing that's going to keep me humble. That's the only thing that is going to keep me in His Word. That's the only thing that's going to keep me in my prayer life. One, because I can go back and I can remember what I was before. But I can remember a whole lot more now than I can ever go back and remember. Why? Because of the goodness of God. For all of His blessings. All of His blessings. The Christian life is compared to a walk. Who are you walking with? Are you that Christian that's walking with God? Or are you walking with the devil? And if we don't really know, we've got to remember one thing. We're straddling the fence. We're straddling the fence. Over here is heaven. And there's hell. What's going to likely take us? The hell part. The hell part. That's going to be likely what gets us. Why? Because the devil, he makes everything so beautiful. He makes everything so glamorous that it's going to bring attention to our eyes and to our mind. The lust, the pride of life. We're proudful people, and we got to remember that God, He wants to keep us to Himself. He don't want to share us with the devil. He don't want to share us with nobody else out here. He wants us for Himself. Because He knows the only way that He can ever get His work done is through His children. And if His children don't get the work done, and the children don't obey Him and go out and do the work is not going to get done. There's going to be multitudes of people going to hell every minute, every second of every day.
John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, He is the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Sin will interrupt the fellowship between me and God. If I sin, then that fellowship is going to be broken. But at the confession, if I go to God and if I confess that sin, and if I ask God, so God, forgive me, for I have sinned against You. Would You please forgive me? He'll forgive me that sin. And then my fellowship with Him is restored. Is restored. But we also have also there the immediate confession. What is an immediate confession? Like I said this morning, that if I think about it, and if I say, well, they ain't saved, I'm not the judge. And I've sinned on God right then. Because I've judged somebody from my own eyes.
But just as soon as that hits my mind, if I say, Father, forgive me, for I know not what I do. Immediate confession. You know what that means? That our fellowship with Him has not been broken. So we can either have the sin that corrupts our lives, that will interrupt the fellowship with me and the Father, or I can confess that sin. And yes, and my fellowship with the Father restored. He restored it back to me. But if I immediately confess that sin, then He keeps my fellowship intact. Never been unbroken. Why? See, God knows that we can't completely be completely perfect. Which the word perfect in God's word does not mean like what we think it means. The word perfect in God's word means mature. We need to mature in the Lord. And when we mature in His grace, when we mature in His word, then we're on the right track. We're on the right track. I'm heaven bound. I ain't got off on the wrong track. A whole lot of people done got off on the wrong track. And a whole lot of people don't know how to get back on the right track. That's the sad part about it all. And I wish they would just listen. I wish they'd just listen to us sometimes. If they will just listen and see where we're going, see where we're coming from, they'll understand that we don't want no harm to them. We don't want them to suffer. See, we've already suffered. We have went through the same trials and the same tribulation part that they're going through. But like I said before, I believe the most miserable individual that there is a Christian that has backslid on God and is out of church. They know that they need to be in church. I don't have to tell them. You don't have to tell them. They know. So what we have to do, we just have to live the life around them. And every now and then, we just need to brag on the church. We need to just brag on the church. Now, whether if you like my message, whether if you like the way I bring my messages out, you need to brag on the preacher. Just like the Jubilee's coming up. We're going to have some men there. We're going to have 10 individuals that's going to be preaching that week. And each one of them will probably end up preaching a different message. They're going to be blessed. God's going to bless them for what they do. But see, God's going to bless us because we're here. And we're sitting on the pew. I need it. I need this Jubilee. I need a revival. I need a stirring in my heart and my soul. I need an outpouring of God on me. We all do. And we should not be ashamed of it. Just because we have some other people come in to the house of God, we should never be ashamed of what Jesus has done for us. We should never be ashamed of what the Holy Spirit means to us. If the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, raise that hand. Because I'll tell you, if we don't raise it, and if we don't give praise and glory to God, then God is going to bring up a storm. And we're going to see them limbs on them pine trees like they move. And when God brings up a storm like that, sometimes it affects us too. I mean, how can we look at a storm like and see what damage a wind can do? I was watching TV here the other week when having all the wind and the storms going on and the rain and everything. And there, up in the northern part of Virginia, there was a home there. In the front of the home, look, I mean, it was a tree. That was a great big tree. I mean, I couldn't even take my arms and put it around it. It was so big. He had a brand new pickup sitting on this side in the driveway on the tree. And on the other side of the tree, he had another driveway there that led into the back of his home. And he had his automobile set there. Did you know that only God could take the wind that we could not see, that the people could not see, but they could see the effect of it, could uproot that tree, and not a limb on that tree was broken. Uproot the tree and lay the tree over in the yard between the house and the car. The car was not touched. The house was not touched. See, the devil can't do that. He can't do that. But God can. God will get our attention. And God will use the wind to get our attention. And I'm sure he got the individuals there attention. My prayer is that I just hope God gets my attention. I just hope God does something to me. I just hope God just really just outpours his blessings on me. Just really just touch me to where that something happens to me that I has never happened before. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. And I'm so thankful that with everything that God can do, before God does it, and before God will bring that storm in my life, first of all, he will tell me, he said, well, Donnie, you're blessed. You're blessed. Blessed is a man. And I hear the word blessed. He tells me I'm blessed. Then when I go through the storm, when I go through the storm, I can look up to him. And I thank you, Lord, for the storm. Why? Because right before that, he told me I'd been blessed. And he's going to still bless me. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, God, we just ask, Lord, that you just be with each one of the people that's here tonight, Father. And, Father, as we dismiss from this service, Father,
And as we go out of the building, as we go and lock the doors and turn the lights out, and the Father, that you have placed us in your vineyard, and Father, that you have replaced in our life the Word of God, that Father, that people will see us and see your Son, Jesus Christ, living within us. And Father, my prayer is this week that someone, wherever it's at, in Danville, where it's in Ringgold, or North Carolina, or Pennsylvania, wherever they may be, Father, that someone will be saved. Someone can go home tonight and tell the family what God had done for them in their life, has saved their soul, that they're on the way to heaven. And they have bypassed hell through the blood of the Lord Jesus. Father, we ask God now that you'll go with us. Be with each and every one of us. Father, give us something afresh and new. Speak to our hearts, to the people that we need to go see, or the people that we need to call. Lord, help us to contact people. Help us just to love the people. And just let them know. They can know, without any doubt at all, that they can go to heaven. But they have to trust in Jesus. He's the only way. Father, thank you. And we'll praise your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.